Laura Jeeves.
Nos mantenemos de pie.
We will rise and sing our national anthem.
Asiento.
You may be seated now. We welcome you all to ICANN's 43rd public meeting with more than 130 countries worldwide. Costa Rica becomes a showcase to the world with the on the opening of this 43rd ICANN public meeting. It is an honor to me to introduce the guests at our main table, the President of the Republic, Laura Chinchilla Miranda, the Minister of Science and Technology, Alejandro Cruz, Mr. Gabriel Macaya, Chairman of the National Academy of Sciences of Costa Rica, Dr. Stephen Crocker, Chairman of the ICANN Board, Mr. Rod Beckstrom, ICANN President and CEO, Mr. Raul Echeverria, LACNIC's CEO, and Mr. Hartmut Glaser, Executive Secretary of the CGI Brazil. We welcome the government authorities. Please be all welcome. We are now opening this ceremony with the welcome remarks by Stephen Crocker, Chairman of the ICANN Board. Thank you and welcome.
For the invitation, for providing a wonderful venue here. I want to welcome everybody to San Jose, Costa Rica, and welcome to ICANN's 43rd International Public Meeting. We're honored this morning to welcome a very special guest who will share with us an update from the very top. President of Costa Rica, Laura Chinchilla. President Chinchilla was elected in a landslide victory almost 2 years ago. She first took public office in 1994 when she became Costa Rica's Vice Minister of Public Security. She rose to be Minister of Public Security in 1996, served in that post for 2 years. In 2002, she was elected Minister of Public Security in 1996 and served in that post for 2 years. 2006, became Vice President and Minister of Justice under newly elected President Oscar Arias Sanchez. And since President Chinchilla came to office 2 years ago in 2010, she's had two overarching goals that will sound quite familiar to those of us in the ICANN community: public security and free trade. Those are very similar to key goals and key missions for ICANN. We spend a great deal of effort enhancing security, making sure that when people try to get to a specific location on the internet, criminals don't take them to a different place. And of course, making sure that the internet works as a whole, that there is a single global interoperable internet with free trade of information, is at the very heart of our mission. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming our very special guest, Laura Chinchilla, President of Costa Rica. Thank you very much.
Sí. Seguidamente escuchamos las palabras.
We are now going to listen to Mr. Rod Bergstrom, ICANN's President and CEO. Thank you. Welcome to ICANN's 43rd International Public Meeting and to this delightful city of San Jose. We feel deeply honored with the presence of Mrs. Laura Chinchilla, the President of Costa Rica, as well as by the support of her administration to the development of the internet and to our organization. As you know, on January 23rd, President Chinchilla declared this meeting as a public interest event in Costa Rica, calling government agencies and the private sector alike to collaborate with this initiative. Madam President, we feel really proud and motivated to continue with our mission of keeping a single and interoperable internet for the benefit of all the people on this planet. Thank you. I am sure that the Costa Rican people have heard you and that your goal has been attained. Like Costa Rica, ICANN shares a tradition for democracy. To us, this materializes in our multiple stakeholder model, in our open and participative decision-making model, in a bottom-up concept model based upon consensus. Madam President, Costa Rica in the last year, and clearly noticeably, has inserted its stakeholders in this multi-participation model. Your administration and government are already a member of the Governmental Advisory Committee at ICANN. Thank you, Minister Alejandro Cruz. Costa Rica's Internet Society's chapter became an at-large structure as part of our at-large committee, where internet users have a voice on internet decisions. Chambers of commerce and businesses resort to our business constituency unit, and they are also part of the technical community represented by the National Academy of Sciences that has been working with us for quite a while now. We hope to see the continuation of this spirit of collaboration and participation of the different stakeholders in Costa Rica. on our crucial issues towards the development of the Internet. I would like to express my gratitude to our host, the Costa Rica NIC of the National Academy of Sciences. They have exceeded our expectations in every sense with their hospitality. To all the team engaged in the organization of this event, please receive my warmest congratulations on organizing what is seemingly one of the meetings with the highest turnout in ICANN's history. Congratulations. We also feel happy because ICANN and the excellent engineers of NIC Costa Rica have been working to deploy security systems and mechanisms in the .cr domain, known as DNSSEC. Congratulations on attaining this goal, on reaching this milestone in Internet's history in Costa Rica. We also welcome all of you here that make it possible to develop Internet in Costa Rica. I congratulate the government representatives, the representatives of the academia, civil society representatives, and of course, the Internet community in the Latin American and Caribbean region. I would especially like to highlight the work of a distinguished Costa Rican, Dr. Guido Terramont, for his work in the development of the Internet in this great nation. I also want to thank Gonzalo Navarro for his dedication as a member of the ICANN board. I want to thank Raúl Echeverría for his leadership at LACNIC and many other initiatives that he leads. I want to thank Oscar Robles for consolidating LACTLD as an organization that represents CISA-TLDs in the region, Hartmut Glaser, Demi Gertko, Wanda Scartezzini, Ivan Mora Campos, Raimundo Becca, Alejandro Pisanti. Thank you. Thank you for your support and endeavor. Without you, what we have achieved so far in Latin America and the Caribbean would not be possible. Let us hope, Madam President, that this is but the commencement of a relationship between Costa Rica and ICANN's community that will help achieve objectives that your government has set for the Internet. Thank you.